This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Stories of the day, Michael. We're going to go to top stories, and oh man, here we go. Here we go, Mike.
An urgent,
you messed up.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of trying to get the thing.
You were rattled.
Good news, and I got some bad.
You're making me talk over.
This could be the big story of
the top story intro.
I'm going to talk over it too.
What do you mean, silly? I mean that's real news,
Mike. How do I coach you better? How do I get you there? Do you need hard coaching like Sundance Wick style, or can you
like
not handle it?
I like the type of coach that gives me things.
I gave you things.
Like burritos, pizza.
I got you a Mountain Dew the other day. Does that not count for something?
Yeah, that's true. You did give me a Mountain Dew.
I got you an orange Mountain Dew.
Because I got to watch the Broncos, and I can only drink this on Sunday.
It's an orange Mountain Dew. I like orange Mountain Dews on Sundays when I'm watching the Broncos.
That's how you said it. The Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel almost survived, Mike. If you can make it past this week, then maybe you're safe. But didn't survive. The Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. In another life, that could have been Michael Kirkpatrick, because he was, you know, Mike McDaniel, Greeley guy, obsessed with the Broncos, did the training camp stuff. Could have been you, man. But
yeah, Mike McDaniel's in shape.
It doesn't matter. Your mind is what the NFL wants when it comes to being a head coach.
The
Dolphins
a little too negative
have
on
fired head coach Mike McDaniel. Now, it's kind of surprising, because McDaniel met with reporters Monday and said he would be part of the team's interviews to hire a new general manager. So I asked the question, what changed?
That press conference?
What changed between Monday and now? Who else was fired this week after Monday? Who survived Black Monday but didn't survive Black Tuesday?
I'm wondering if it's Jim Harbaugh.
That's what the rumor is.
No, the other Harbaugh.
Oh,
John Harbaugh. There we go.
John Harbaugh is what you're talking about. John.
I wish they would fire Jim Harbaugh.
What? Why would... What?
I don't like Jim Harbaugh, so I want
you want the Chargers to fire the coach that got him in the playoffs for back-to-back seasons? Okay.
Yes, but yeah. I'm sure he's doing something illegal.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for derailing that. So McDaniel's gone. Does that mean they fired him with the hopes of getting John Harbaugh? Now, I also think Vance Joseph becomes an appealing candidate, but the fact that this happened on a Thursday after Monday, Mike McDaniel seemed safe and said he would be involved in that process. I mean, what else could have happened? I don't know. Can coaches fire if they weren't planning on firing a coach and then they see another coach comes available? Now, Adam Schefter had some interesting things to say. His tweet could be misleading, though, because he made it sound like they can't do it because it would be against the rules of some sort. But how would you know that they weren't planning on firing them at all in the first place? Here's Adam Schefter talking about this, of why a coach can't or shouldn't fire a coach in hopes of getting a hot market free agent.
A team would have to take a leap of faith to fire its current sitting acting head coach to go make a move for John Harbaugh. And I can tell you this, I've spoken to teams. They've brought up that exact dilemma. It's hard to do. You can't do it, Dan. You can't do it. You got to be willing to move on from your coach, period. Separate from John Harbaugh. If he is a small part of that equation to fire your head coach, then fine. Then fine. But you can't fire your head coach to go hire John Harbaugh without even talking to him and knowing that you get him. Now, people might say, oh, there's tampering. I'm telling you right now, he's on a fact-finding mission, and he wants to talk to everybody, and he would not commit to any one team. It wouldn't happen. So if you're firing your sitting head coach to go hire him, you may be left holding the bag.
So from that clip, Mike, it sounds like Schefter's basically saying it wouldn't be a good idea to do that. Now, Mike, I do believe it would be tampering if Miami was talking to John Harbaugh before they fired Mike McDaniel, right? Can we agree on that? While Mike McDaniel was still your head coach, that would be some tampering on both sides that would kind of screw over the coach if they were talking to Harbaugh beforehand and then say, okay, we'll fire him and then you can take the job. I think there are parameters set there that protect coaches. But so this is exactly what Miami's doing, by the way. This is 100% what they're doing. They fired Mike McDaniel. Because when was John fired? Tuesday?
Yeah, I believe
Tuesday.
Because
it wasn't Monday. Because Black Monday was, we talked about the Falcons and the Raiders.
It was
Raiders.
Silver and Black Monday.
It wasn't just the Raiders. I know you're obsessed with the Raiders, but it wasn't just the... Believe it or not, there are other teams in the NFL outside of the Raiders, Mr. Raiders-obsessed fan.
No, I bring that up because
the Falcons were in there.
Coaches.
The Titans were in there. The Cardinals were in there. There were way more than just the Raiders, but somebody's got Raiders on the brain.
No, but the Raiders fired
so
many coaches.
Pete Carroll was fired Monday. And then later on this week on Thursday, you get randomly Mike McDaniel fired after he said 4 days ago that he would be part of the team's interviews to hire a general manager. Everything we heard all year toward the end of the season that Mike McDaniel was going to be safe. And it was between him or Tua. They got to pick their guy. Well, after Tua's comments at the end of the season was, you know, he basically said, I don't have the quote in front of me, but he welcomed a change. Kind of doubling down on welcoming a change that is outside of the Miami Dolphins organization. So then it led me to believe even more. Okay, Mike McDaniel's fine. Then you get Monday's press conference. All right. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. Mike McDaniel will stay put. 4 days later, after we hear that John Harbaugh is gone, he's done. So this is weird. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross met with McDaniel on Tuesday to discuss the season. And after that meeting and reflection, Ross decided to move on. Ross came out and said, after careful evaluation and extensive discussions since the season ended, I have made the decision that our organization is in need of comprehensive change. I love Mike. I want to thank him for his hard work, commitment, and the energy he brought to our organization. Mike is an incredibly creative football mind whose passion for the game and his players and his seven and every day. Sorry, I fell asleep. Dolphins will conduct a head coach John Harbaugh search. I mean, just a head coach search after a general manager is in place, with a new GM expected to be hired by Friday. Sources told ESPN's Jeff Darlington. Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? Unless Mike McDaniel went into that meeting Tuesday and was even extra weird to Ross. Like, it was, you get out of the meeting, like, what could we do better, Mike? And Mike's like, you know what, man? I just think we need better lighting around here. It's dim. You know, people can't, it's something about the, something wacky that he's bringing up. I don't know. Or it was just the simple fact that John Harbaugh's available. Now, I think that Vance Joseph makes sense for Miami because Vance, his first coordinator job was with Miami. That's where he came from to Denver. He was the Miami defensive coordinator in 2016 before taking the Broncos job. Could he go back there? I mean, he was only there for a year. So, yeah. What do you mean by that, GoPokes? Have you ever seen an NFL team post about interviewing someone? What do you mean? Like an NFL team posting that we've just interviewed? I don't know. Are you basically, have you seen an NFL team post that they just interviewed a certain coach? Is that what you're asking? Have we seen that? Come to think of it, I don't think I've seen that. Did the Dolphins do that? I'm trying to see. They are posting their general manager tracker. The Dolphins have posted their Miami Dolphins general manager tracker, which is kind of, yeah, I guess you don't. I guess you don't see that very often. Okay, let me check. GoPokes is sliding into my DMs. Why does that sound so dirty? It does. That's interesting. The Ravens posted it. We have completed an interview with Vance Joseph for our head coach position. Come to think of it, have you, Mike? Is that normal?
I don't pay attention to the social medias that much, so I would probably be the wrong person to ask that question.
Do you read like news stories or anything, articles?
I read some news stories, but I don't read the social.
Do you read sports stories?
I do.
Like Denver Post, maybe? I mean, would I'm trying to think, seriously, is that a normal thing? Because, like, okay, I'm just thinking of the most recent coaching search that took place in our area, north of us, with CSU. You didn't hear who they interviewed at all. Why is that? Why don't teams post who they interviewed? We know rumors and we hear that they interviewed, but the teams never like to call that to, speak that into existence. A lot of reasons for it. They don't want to get a fan base excited, and then when you go with a different guy, they are like, "Oh, you should have went with the guy." I don't know. Even though we all know it, something about the team posting it brings life to it. I guess that is odd. That's a good poll there, GoPokes. I've not really thought about that before.
That is good, but you bring up a good point with CSU. Like, note how many CSU and Colorado fans are like, "Let's pull this guy from Colorado."
Yeah, right.
And suddenly they get, you know, someone who's been in Colorado a little bit, but like not as much of a connection to Colorado as a lot of people wanted.
Faith says NFL teams do it, but I don't see college teams. I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about that. I don't see college teams do it. It is strange. Vance Joseph to Baltimore? Their defense was not very good. The thinking is actually perfect. If I'm Baltimore, I would probably consider Vance Joseph. Yes, I would strongly consider Vance Joseph because I'm thinking, we got Lamar Jackson. So get a decent OC and let Vance fix this defense, which might be able to take some Broncos free agents with him, to be honest. I mean, there's a few guys for the Denver Broncos that we know are going to be free agents next year. They're right there, you could start to peel back some of that great defense. I mean, that's part of that process, too, that goes into it. Because, Michael, isn't Jaquan McMillan, he's one of them, right? They haven't re-signed him yet. He's going to be a free agent next season. No, it's just one name. It's just one name. But that's the thinking there is to fix this defense up, and who knows, he might take a couple of guys that don't end up re-signing with the Denver Broncos. Yeah, fascinating. But here's the deal. We saw this report that John Harbaugh had 9 teams interested in him, Michael. 9. Can you do this math for me? Count with me. Falcons, Titans, Raiders, Cardinals, Ravens, Giants, now Dolphins, but let's exclude Dolphins for the moment because I saw this report before the Dolphins, and then exclude the Ravens. How many is that, Mike? How many is
five.
That? That's five. How do we get to nine? So that means there are four other teams because it was before. Well, I guess Miami would probably, let's say, yeah, Miami's part of it. So even outside of Miami, three other teams in the NFL.
The Browns.
That have, I forgot about the Browns. Didn't write the Browns down. So two other teams. Am I missing anybody else? Because the Browns have not shown interest in Vance Joseph, to my knowledge, nor the Falcons. And I guess nor the Dolphins at this point. So right now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that right? There's 8 openings. We have to subtract Baltimore, so 7 teams could have potentially, all 7 could reach out. But if we're getting to 9, who are those 9? And is one of those the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's what I'm thinking.
You don't think
I know the Rooneys love Mike Tomlin. They love Mike Tomlin. But at what point, when do you say, we need new blood?
Yes. Isn't that what makes the Steelers so unique, though? They just don't fire coaches. They just don't do it.
I think that's that's a prideful thing for them. They're such an old organization, and yet they've had so few coaches. Like maybe 2 in my lifetime that I remember, in my football-watching lifetime. Cower and now the one that they now.
I mean, Chuck Knoll was the coach from 69 to 91. And then it was Bill Cower. Can you think of how fascinating? And like, this is one of the most interesting stories in sports. The Steelers have had 2 head coaches since 1992.
Broncos have had a lot more than that.
The Broncos have had just the last 10 years, they've had like 6, 7.
The Raiders have had 20.
You were obsessed with the Raiders.
No,
stop.
Seriously, it's ridiculous.
I know, but everything I bring up, you come up with the Raiders. Is it the Bills?
Wouldn't be the Bills.
Why wouldn't it be the Bills?
Not the Bills.
Why wouldn't it be if they lose this weekend? Can't win the big games. Oh, Mahomes is out. Lamar's out. Oh, you still can't win the big games. Faith says, I think the Colts could be one. Said Steichen was safe. But new ownership, new ways.
That's a good point, but I still think he's safe. That injury is what took him out of the playoffs.
Yeah, 100%.
It wasn't any stupid crumbling of the personalities, people clashing with one another. It was just simply you have your best player who's having an
yes.
excellent year.
Gets yes. hurt. But you hear Faith, I got to ask you this because I know your son is a Colts fan, right? How do you feel about Carly Ursay, Jim Ursay's daughter? She strikes me as, now she's on the sidelines taking notes. She was speaking to she was in the press conference the other day, and she was like, "We're pissed. I'm pissed. We got to fix this." Some people made fun of the note taking thing that she was doing on the sidelines. If I'm a Colts fan, I like her.
I have no problem with that.
I think she is, instead of sitting up in the booth, mingling and talking and just looking stressed all the time like you see owners, she's working. She's working. She's trying to make her way.
Now, the only thing I would have a problem with is if she turns into a Jerry Jones.
A micromanager type?
Yeah.
Yes.
You become a Jerry Jones. He's just his decision making.
But
is
I thought
terrible.
For her to make that move to say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to stand on the sidelines. I'm going to take notes." Like, what notes? I'm curious what the notes say. Like, what do you think the notes were?
I like pretty colors.
No, I mean football. Are you trying to Cam Newton it right now? Are you Cam? Are you being Cam Newton right now? It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Oh no, I'm not doing that.
Okay,
she probably knows more about football than me.
There's no probably.
I mean, she's a part of a football family. Football-shaped pacifier.
Again, picked Nathaniel Hackett to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl. I would say Carly Ursay.
I got worried when he said Han Solo. I'm like, wait a minute.
Didn't tip you off that he was a rookie head coach that maybe wouldn't go undefeated and win the Super Bowl? But it was a Han Solo thing that scared you on that pick.
I thought something ain't right, but on Sunday mornings I'm going to wake up and feel like they're going to win this game, so why pick against myself?
Doesn't matter your reasoning. The reasoning is so bad and wrong, it is now the worst take of the radio station. You own it, Mike. You have the worst take.
$1.8 billion.
You have the worst take of the radio station. Faye says, I think she's brilliant. I actually met her in Miles' Make-A-Wish trip. She and Kaylin are so smart, but for her to be hands-on off is extremely smart. She wants to get the inside track and seems very meticulous in her thinking.
Yeah,
that's the vibe I got just watching her on the side and then listening to her press conference. I was like, she seems like she knows her crap. No nonsense. Now, again, you hope that doesn't start to go to her head. Sometimes that can, and then you start getting micromanaging, because it happens with a lot of guys, a lot of owners, a lot of GMs, all that stuff. Jerry Jones, like you said, is a good example of that. Anyway, I think she's cool. I think she could become another big-time character in the NFL. Like I said, I like characters in the NFL.
I have no problem with her writing stuff down, but again, don't be a Jerry Jones.
That's why
you have to know your strengths and weaknesses are. And if she starts micromanaging and she's got a weak point, she can't be managing in that area.
Yeah, I get that. I know. I heard you. You interrupted. I was already saying those things, and you just had to take over, Mike.
Because I like the sound of my voice.
Would you fire Mike? At least there's one. Would you fire Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
Really?
I would have fired him a long time ago.
There are certain guys that I'm just like, man, I don't know. I don't know. That would be tough. That'd be a tough one to fire. But is that one of the teams? Because clearly we've identified that there's at least two teams that, and maybe now it's one, because when I saw this report, it was for the Dolphins. So maybe there's one other team out there. It could be. Would Mike Tomlin retire? Now, he said he has no interest in going to the college game. But I don't know. He's been a head coach since 2007. 28 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break here, Michael. Big one tonight for the UNC Bears. Obviously, they're trying not to go 0-3 in Big Sky Conference play, but Steve Smiley is up for win number 100 as a Division I coach. Can he get it tonight? 12:28 the time. It's a whole show powered by Michael's favorite pair of jeans. It's brought to you by Michael's favorite pair of jeans. Is that what you're wearing right now?
I don't have necessarily a favorite pair.
I thought you said I don't have any jeans on today. I don't have pants today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
No pants Thursday on the whole show.
Gonna be cold.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place. After you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Time. Time
Well, you left a weird image in a lot of people's mind in that last segment, Michael. You riding around in your scooter through the snowflakes with no pants.
You're the one that suggested I wasn't wearing any pants.
I thought you said, I said, is that your favorite pair of jeans? And you said, I don't have any, and I thought
I
you were saying.
I don't have a favorite pair of jeans. I have a lot of jeans. I haven't considered which would
are
be
Are you a
my
Wranglers guy, or what are you, a Levi's guy, or off-brand
Levi's,
guy?
I think 550.
What?
Levi's 550.
There's a, my wife buys all my jeans. I don't know what that means. What does 550 mean?
550 is like a... One of their, like, it's not the 501s. It's like a relaxed fit.
Oh, my God.
It's
so boring listening to this. Welcome back into the whole show.
You brought it up.
Michael's favorite scooter today. That's where we'll go. That's a safer topic, probably. I want to tell you guys about the always love working with On the Rocks Liquor. You might be doing the dry January thing. Michael's doing the dry January thing. He's doing the dry personality thing. He's doing this dry thing all week and month. But if you want to taste some alcohol stuff without the alcohol, On the Rocks has a wide selection of non-alcoholic beer and wines from all the big name breweries. Add in a few wines, and you're sure to find the one you need at On the Rocks Liquor. So maybe you're going through the dry January thing. That's cool. I applaud you. But you kind of want to, like, taste what a beer is like, and maybe that will help tide you over for a while. I don't know. I've never understood it, really, personally, but if that's your option, go for it. I say, you know, go have a beer. Just don't go crazy. But if that's what you're doing, more power to you. I don't judge. On the Rocks Liquor has the hookup there. They're still doing their wine and beer tastings on Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 7. New year, new brew. Come try something brand new. On Fridays and Saturday from 4 to 7 at On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Yeah, Steve Smiley is going for win number 100 tonight. Michael, is he going to get that? Idaho State coming to town here in Greeley.
Yes? I don't know how good Iowa State is.
Idaho State?
Idaho State, yeah.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, the Big Sky is... At this stage, it's kind of hard to figure out just who is good. We know Montana's good. That one's obvious. But I guess we'll find out a little bit more. That is a 6 o'clock game tonight on ESPN+. The Bears are a 4.5-point favorite against the Idaho State Bengals. So Coach Smiley looking to get win number 100 in Greeley. That would be kind of special.
So will he get win number 100 in Greeley? Idaho State.
Where am I supposed to go with that?
I don't know.
Where am I supposed to go?
I'm really tired.
You could have said Idaho right there again, but you didn't take the bait.
I said Iowa State earlier because
it's Idaho State.
One of the guys during coach speak, his son goes to Idaho State, so I always make fun of Idaho State.
Yeah, but you keep saying Iowa State.
Iowa State.
No, it's Idaho State. That's who they're playing tonight. You keep saying Iowa State.
I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
One of these nights, I will be able to fall asleep. One of these nights.
Just go to stop taking little cat naps. Stop curling up in the corner over there where the heater is.
I took zero cat naps yesterday. No sleep.
Seemed like you were sleepwalking through the show yesterday. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Even hearing from Sundance Wicks on the show to start us off, that did not wake you up? That didn't give you like a shot of adrenaline? Man, you would not be coachable. You would not be someone that Sundance Wicks would like to have on his roster, even if you were good.
He'd probably hit me.
You might deserve it.
You might throw a chair at me.
Yeah, I would throw a chair at you too. Yes, I would absolutely
Again.
Do that. I've never thrown a chair at you.
You have not.
I have. We did have a game where I would just put all the chairs that I could possibly find into your office at the old place. Remember that? That
yeah,
was fun
I
for me.
I did something like that to the owner, Damon, who's also like a
yeah, but that
IP
was
genius,
you stole
and he
my
turned
idea.
Off my internet.
You stole my idea. My favorite was when you asked the owner of the station to read a script, a commercial, and. His response, because you kept pushing him, you were doing your annoying thing where you were bothering him, and
needed to be done.
You were doing that annoying thing where when you talk, like you just say stuff and it's annoying. And so he sent you a picture of the script and he was burning it. That was my favorite. One of
he
my
actually
favorite.
Did burn the
He
paper.
Actually did burn the script, yeah. Hopefully they saved that on Microsoft Word or something. Because the physical copy that was printed on his desk was burnt. That was a good one. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Faith says, do I need to come be your new producer? Yes, Faith. Please. Faith sending me news stories all the time. Go Pokes is sending me news stories. Michael, what have you sent me lately?
Nothing.
Yeah. You were trying to think of something. Couldn't. Yeah, I think Smiley gets 100 tonight. Big 100 for UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley. I think that's going to happen. I'm excited about
that. Will you be watching?
Yes, I will.
I will not.
Why?
Because I will be producing a high school basketball game tonight at 6:30.
Who we got tonight?
We have Greeley West at Northridge. Or is it Northridge at Greeley West? I don't remember.
Well, you don't have to be there, so as long as you know where
it's
you're supposed
Micah
to be.
At the studio.
Don't you have ESPN Plus?
I do, but I'm probably going to, in the background with my right eye, be watching the college football playoff.
That's right. Excited for that game tonight?
I'm just less and less excited about it as it goes along.
5:30. Why is it 5:30? Why is it 5:30?
Poor decision making.
Why can't it be like at 6:30? Why is it at 5:30? No, I mean, people are getting off work, getting home. There's got to be a little gear up moment, right?
Yeah, you're going to want it 6:30, 7.
Yeah, 6, 7. Maybe 6, 7.
No, 6:30.
Maybe 6-ish or 7-ish, something like that.
6:37.
What time's the game on Friday? That's a 5:30 as well. That's early.
Also during high school basketball.
That's early, man. I think that's early. What are we doing? Can't even get the time right. The dates are weird, but you can't even get the time right either. What is the perfect time to watch a game?
Saturday 1 o'clock is your best time. 1 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Mountain.
No, this is actually Mountain time. Go Pokes is saying it's 7:30 for you, bro. No, it's Mountain time. It's Mountain time. Anytime is a good time to watch. No, what is the best time to watch a game?
Anytime is a good time.
Yeah, it's
but
the time zone they're in. Faith is saying it's the time zone they're in, though. Okay, I get that. But that's, you know, come on. 5:30. Come on, go with 6. 6:30. It's not that late for anybody. Let's make it 6:30.
5:30 tonight, Mountain time.
5:30 for us. Come on, we can move that to 6:30. That'd be better. Most ideal time for me to watch a game. I think parents with children, especially a situation like I've got with my little man that never stops, can't stop, won't stop. For me, it's 7 o'clock. And that is the best time to watch a game. 7 to 7:30. Either way. Faith says, oh yeah, it's in AZ time. So sorry, Mountain. Noob, it might say 5:30, but no, it is 5:30. It might say 5:30, but typically that game will kick off until about 10 to 6. Still, that's still in the 5 o'clock window. I don't like that. I don't like that time. Get into the 6. 12:43 the time, Mike. We got to jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, the Rockies were in the news today. One of the top stories in ESPN, right-hander Michael Lorenzen, and the Rockies are in an agreement on a one-year, $8 million contract with a club option, sources told ESPN. So this would be the first free agent signing, under new president of baseball operations, Paul DePodesta. So Lorenzen is 34 years old. We talked about that. He's entering his 12th season. Tanner's very excited. Very excited about him. Cool. Getting pitchers. Probably going to be. Will he be the? I don't even know if we do this anymore. Will he be the ace? Good news there. So the Rockies making some moves, and Paul D. Podesta gets his first free agent signing. So the first one maybe is going to be a great one. Michael Lorenzen going to sign with the Colorado Rockies. I didn't hit this one in the top stories of the day. We got to talking about the other stuff too. But there was a trade last night. We knew it was coming. Trey Young. The Hawks are trading Trey Young to the Wizards for Kispert and C.J. McCollum. So Corey Kispert and C.J. McCollum will be going to Atlanta. That was kind of rumored to be happening for a while. Trade deadline is what? Less than a month away. Questions are surrounding like the Nuggets. Are the Nuggets going to make any moves? Well, right now, based on the way guys are performing just this last week, it might become a reality that they could move Zeke Nagy. Zeke has played pretty good for the most part. I mean, he's not a world beater, man, but he's not bad. He had 12 points last night, two boards and an assist coming off the bench. His playing time is going to diminish. So is that enough to showcase his talents? I want to get into some Nuggets talk coming up in the final hour of the show, too, because David Adelman, if there was doubts about David Adelman as the head coach, about how good he can be, he has been phenomenal. He has been coaching his ass off without his star and without a lot of guys, without tons of dudes being out, but still kind of working Gordon in and Christian Brown in. Brown did play 30 minutes last night, so we'll see if he starts to get his confidence going. But the Nuggets coming off of a beautiful win over the Boston Celtics, 114-110. They are now 3-2 without Nikola Jokic. 12:50 the time. Let's jump out. We'll take a short break here. We got buy or sell coming up. We'll get into more on Vance Joseph and where he's potentially going to go. The Ravens are going to have a press conference on Tuesday, January 13th. Will that be to announce their next head coach? And will it be Vance Joseph? We'll be right back.
For Nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
College football playoffs tonight. Are you on Miami or Ole Miss? I forgot.
I think Miami wins, but I'm rooting for Ole Miss.
I'm rooting for who I pick, and I'm picking Miami, although the Ole Miss story, the longer this goes, is really interesting. And people saying that Lane Kiffin watching this is not liking it, no. He gets like, doesn't he get like $500,000 every time Ole Miss wins a game in the playoffs?
He likes money.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some walking around money. He's got some walking around money. You know, if Ole Miss keeps winning, he can just put that aside and... Miami's a 3-point favorite tonight. I hope for a good game. You know, because the last football game I watched was amazing. It was the FCS championship game on Monday night. I'm hoping for that at 5:30. I don't even know if I'll be home yet. But yeah, I get it. It'd be 8:30 in Eastern time. Bell County Swami says, that'd be over until damn near midnight. I don't care. Please me. It's the whole show. Buy or sell coming up.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.